Good afternoon, I'm Rachel Charniak. Changes will be coming to Brown County's most dangerous intersection until a construction project to make it safer begins. Starting next Monday, concrete barriers will be installed along Peckerland Drive, south of Mason Street, due to the high rate of injury crashes on the south frontage road, but that will restrict access to a number of frontage road businesses.
When they shut down our road, it's going to hurt businesses.
Phil Wisniewski helps run the Oneida Shell gas station on the corner of Mason and Peckerland. Construction of new access points at NWTC between the frontage roads and Mason Street begins in April. Oshkosh Defense LLC has been selected to produce U.S. Army's Common Tactical Truck, or CTT, prototypes. Oshkosh Defense designed six CTT variants, including a load handling system, off-road tractor, line hole tractor, cargo, wrecker, and tanker. As part of the prototype award, Oshkosh Defense will build and deliver three variants to the U.S. Army for test and evaluation. For the first time in more than 20 years, more than a dozen airport-owned hangars will be built at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh. Crews will begin construction on 20 new T-hangar units next month. The two 10-unit buildings will be built on the east ramp, directly south of the intersection of Taxiway J and Taxiway E. The project will also include earthwork, taxi lane construction, utility, and stormwater features. The project is being funded through county, state, and federal grant funding. One benefit of the cold snap we're going through are the public ice rinks in several Green Bay parks. Crews are working to get them ready. James Anderson is with Green Bay Parks and Rec.
So these guys, they go back and forth and they do really thin layers of ice back and forth throughout the morning, throughout the day, as long as these temperatures stay cool.
The city maintains rinks at five parks around town. They're hoping to be open soon. The ice skating season won't last too long. Once we get into February, the sun and longer daylight hours will make it hard to maintain the rinks. Green Bay's new zoo and adventure park is welcoming a new director, Carmen Murak.
Once I had some zookeeper experience under my belt, I saved up some money and moved myself up here and showed up at the zoo.
Before coming to Green Bay, she worked with the zoo in Madison. Murak was first hired full-time at the new zoo in 1995 and served in roles like zookeeper and education coordinator. In 2006, she was promoted to curator of animals and is now the director. Now here's your Fox 11 weather update.
Extremely cold today, but we do warm up a bit tomorrow. This afternoon, mostly sunny, high near 10. Wind chills will be below zero all day. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 4. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high 20. Partly sunny on Thursday and a high near 22. From Fox 11, your station for severe weather coverage, I'm Pete Petoniak for News Talk WTAQ.
And I'm Rachel Charniak, WTAQ News Talk Sports.